How much has the drought impacted the nation's beef cow herd? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Darrell Peel has been trying to find the answer to that question. He says it's a little tough to get a handle on right now.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the drought this year has caused, additional cow herd liquidation. It's difficult to get a handle on just how much that is. The drought this year is much more widespread, and the nature of the data and so on is such that it's more difficult to get a handle on. Last year's drought was very concentrated in the southern plains, and it was somewhat easier to get a handle on how big those impacts were. I don't think we've liquidated as much as we did last year on a nationwide basis, but there's no doubt there's some additional liquidation. And I guess the other thing that I'm concerned about, because of where the drought has occurred this year, more in northern regions and other things, is how much adjustment we've made and whether or not we've made enough adjustment relative to forage and hay supplies as we are heading into winter.
Saw a piece that you'd written here indicating some question about whether there's just going to be enough feed come wintertime. And, of course, a lot of that's going to depend, too, on what type of winter we have, I suppose.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the latest estimates, really the first estimates that USDA has put out for the 2012 hay crop in the U.S., considering both alfalfa and alfalfa mixes as well as other hay, total hay supplies are projected this year to be very low. And when you combine that with the hay stocks we brought into this hay crop year, which started on May 1st, we're talking about potentially the lowest hay supply since the middle or late 1970s. And so we could see very limited hay supplies. And again, the question is whether we've made enough adjustment in cow numbers. Obviously, it will depend on the kind of winter, but I think we probably have some folks in some regions where winter could be pretty severe and could be vulnerable to some significant impacts yet to come.
What do you see happening? You got a crystal ball there, or what can you tell us?
Well, I wouldn't pretend to predict the winter or the weather. That's even worse than markets. But I think folks really need to take stock of where they are and be realistic about whether they have enough resources for the animal herd they have or, whether or not they're potentially vulnerable. I think as we get more into the typical fall culling season for cows, as we finish, we wean calves and cull those cows, I think we may well see a strong or perhaps in a relative sense, a more accelerated culling as folks really come to grips with the idea that maybe they just don't have enough feed and forage resources to get through the winter.
That's Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Darrell Peel. And this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.